The White House is set to ask Congress to put an extra $5.6 billion into the defense budget this year. The supplemental appropriation would allow the Pentagon to pay its outstanding bills and would cover some expenses that had not been foreseen when the original budget was prepared. But military chiefs had pressed for more money, and some are disappointed by the appropriation request. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The 2001 fiscal year runs through September 30th, 4 months from now, and the Pentagon says it's short of cash. Energy costs have risen dramatically, and the Bush administration has promised the military higher pay and better health care. So White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the armed services need some help.
They do not have enough money in their budget to make it through fiscal 2001 in good shape, and the supplemental the president is focused on is addressed at completion of the Department of Defense mission for this year.
The additional funding would also go for unexpected expenses, such as unscheduled training exercises. The supplemental also includes more than $30 million to cover the cost of recovering the bodies of the 9 Japanese civilians who drowned aboard the Ehime Maru when the ship was rammed by a Navy submarine in February. But the $5.6 billion request is barely half what the chiefs of the armed services said they would need to make it through this year. During his presidential campaign, George W. Bush told the U.S. military that help is on the way, and some service chiefs are letting it be known that they're disappointed the White House did not come up with more money for them. One senior military official said $5 or $6 billion extra would allow his service to make it through this year, but it doesn't begin to fix anything, he said. The Pentagon's new comptroller, Dov Zakheim, says the armed services should be patient. He says the budget for 2002, already adopted, will be amended upward to address the military's major unmet needs.
I think that 2002 is the first real opportunity for the administration to show that it's putting dollars next to its principles. It's not the only opportunity. It's not the biggest opportunity, but it is the first opportunity.
Speaking at the Pentagon yesterday, Zakheim said new spending for missile defense will start appearing in next year's budget, and the 2003 defense budget, he said, will show the administration's defense priorities in what he called full-blown form. But the Bush administration's top priority during its first few months in office has been a tax cut. Fewer dollars coming into Washington means less money to spend, even on the military. Gordon Adams handled the defense account at the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, under President Clinton. He says the Bush administration's relative stinginess in its defense supplemental request shows the Pentagon may have to fight for more money.
What you can draw as a message here is that the first obstacle the Defense Department has to overcome in order to increase defense monies is its own administration in the White House. If the Defense Department thinks it can come in a month or so with a very big bite of $30 or $40 billion for fiscal year 2002, they're going to discover that the Office of Management and Budget has its green eye shades on and is going to say, not so fast, not so much.
And then there'll be the fights inside the Pentagon. If money is tight, there'll be a debate between those who want to spend billions more on a national missile defense and those who say the conventional forces need more help. Plus, the Democrats now control the U.S. Senate. Democratic leaders say they'll insist that the Bush administration show how it can increase defense spending and cut taxes at the same time. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.